on the mighty 790 KFGO on this Friday afternoon. Sounds like things are going to get bad weather-wise around midnight or so in the Red River Valley. That's when the winds are going to pick up, and we're talking, are we talking 45, 50-mile-an-hour winds again in the Red River Valley? So it is going to be nasty tonight. So if you need to travel, get her done quick or wait till tomorrow, but don't be traveling around midnight tonight. I'm here at Twins Fest at Target Field in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. Weather is decent here. My show today is sponsored by your locally owned Stop and Go food stores. Our guest right now, a guy I love to talk with and probably the most gracious and accessible general manager in all of professional sports. His name is Terry Ryan, and he joined us on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Mike. Terry. How
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to the Twin Cities. This is the best day we've had in about 10.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Well, I'll take all the credit for it then.
It's been cold here, too.
It's been bad. But it's baseball season, or at least it's starting to feel like it with Twins Fest going on. And you made some remarks earlier today, Terry, to the media about some of the moves that you have made, that the team has made this offseason with the signing of Nolasco and the signing of Hughes and the re-signing of Pelfrey. And, of course, the question everybody wants to know is that going to be enough for the Twins to avoid losing 95, 96 games again this year?
Well, it's still January, and we still have an opportunity to supplement this roster. We don't go to spring training for another 3 weeks or so. So what it looks like now, Mike, and what it might look like in, let's say, April or even June, things can change. And we may have to adjust as we go through this thing. Last year we had some disappointments. I wasn't expecting. Our offense really went in the tank last year. We could not score. It was one of those years. We only scored like 650 runs or so. And that was on top of the pitching issue, which mm-hmm. we tried to fix. Our bullpen was good. I think our defense is adequate. It wasn't great. We have a couple places we need to firm up, that's for sure. But I've said at that luncheon today that if we could fix some of that pitching, it'll fix a lot of our problems, which that's exactly what we tried to do this winter. And there are still some people out there that interest us, so we'll see where it takes us here in the next number of days.
So you're telling Twins fans you're probably not done, is what I'm hearing?
I would say that's accurate.
Okay.
You know, whether or not it's going to be a sizable guy or if it's going to be a guy that's going to come in here and be a piece. You know, there are some people out there that are going to be costly, but when you start talking about quality, you're going to have to pay to get quality. So we'll have to take a look at that.
But a totally different topic, or kind of the same topic maybe. What did you think about the Yankees? The signing the other day was $155 million for 7 years. Is that the numbers that I heard correctly?
Yeah, and you have to tack on the $20 million for the posting fee.
Well, so $175 million for 7 years.
And it was expected because they just had lost the salary they're going to have to pay A-Rod for the suspension, which is about $25 to $27 million. So it was a perfect storm for the Yankees to get Tanaka from Japan. I'm not even sure anybody was close to their figures. But I would say when this ordeal started back in about a month and a half ago, everybody said that the Yankees would be in the thing. And after Kershaw signed with the Dodgers for his $215, mm-hmm. that took a lot of the dollars away from maybe the Dodgers' opportunity. So it made some sense that he probably would end up with New York.
Are the Twins looking at Japan?
Sure.
Went down that road with Nishioka a couple of years ago. Didn't work out at all. Is the
that's
Twins
okay.
still over there?
Yeah, that's okay. Things aren't going to work in free agency very often, frankly. It's not a good avenue. But it's a piece that you have to look at, especially when you have big holes to fill. And anybody in the game, anybody that's a general manager will tell you that more often than not, free agency does not work. Now, we got lucky a little bit last year with Correa. I think that's mm-hmm. safe to assume. He did a nice job for us. We got lucky the year before on Willingham. Last year, not so lucky. But it's a piece that if your scouts are evaluating correctly and you get the health part of it right, and most of these guys have something you have to concern yourself with, and the health part of it, you can't, if a guy breaks a leg, for instance, like Nishioka mm-hmm. did, you can't do much about that. But, you know, we failed on the Nishioka evaluation. He wasn't what we thought we were getting, and consequently he went back to Japan and did a nice job over there again. But it didn't work over here.
When you talk about adding a little punch to the Twins lineup, Terry, are you talking, you know, the names are out there, Nelson Cruz and some other names we've heard a lot. Are those accurate? Are you going after those guys or looking at those guys? Or is it going to be somebody not quite that splashy for you.
Well, we're looking at anybody that is out there, and Cruz is out there, as is Kendrys Morales. Now, it's got to be a good fit, and Morales is a DH type, and we're probably going to have Willingham doing a majority of our DH at-bats. But there will be other people that we have interest in as well. You know, the one guy we brought on board here recently, I'm hoping we can get Jason Kubel back to the performance that he showed out there with Arizona 2 years ago. He'd be a good piece for this thing. And he's got the experience, and he's got the knowledge of the ballpark and the community and the staff and all that stuff. This should work well for both of us. If he does anything, he'll be a good addition.
Plus, he can hit. That's the key thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year, he did not hit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the problem. He had a very bad year last year. We're hoping he bounces back, obviously.
You mentioned Willingham. He's going to be a key piece this year as well. Not a good year last year. There's some injury issues. It just didn't work out for him. What's his story this offseason? Have you had a chance to talk with him, and what's your evaluation?
Yeah, I think he's ready to bounce back. I think he was embarrassed or humbled. Last year was not good for him. It wasn't good for us. We needed his power and his productivity and his RBI punch, and none of that happened much. So, you know, it always helps when you got Morneau or Mauer or somebody around the guy so he doesn't have to carry the entire load. We didn't have anything there. You know, we traded right. Morneau late, and Mauer was hurt and all that stuff. But everything that could go wrong with that lineup, it seemed to. You know, the one guy that did step up was Dozier. And I was pleased when Alex Presley came on board. He did okay. And, you know, there were glimpses, and every once in a while you'd say, okay, things are heading the right direction. Unfortunately, it wasn't very consistent. It wasn't very lengthy.
Terry Ryan, Twins general manager, our guest on the Mike McFeely show this afternoon. Something else he talked about, and really the big offseason story, aside from the signings, Terry, is Joe Mauer moving from catcher to first base full-time. You mentioned today in your remarks to the media that you got to have his bat in the lineup for 150-plus games, or you expect to have his bat in the lineup for 150-plus games. You're confident that's going to happen, and you're confident that he's ready to make that move to first base?
Yeah, Mike, with some unforeseen circumstances, I'm confident. You know, if he has another episode of the concussions, you can't hardly get away from that. But right now, he's healthy. He's ready and on board with this transition and the move. He's played there, obviously. He can handle the position. And he will get better. There's no question that once he gets a little bit more comfortable over there and between the plays and the cutoffs and the relays and so forth, I don't doubt that he could develop into a Gold Glove first baseman. He's a perfect target. He's 6'5", mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. But more importantly, it'll give us a chance to play him every day almost, because you don't have to give him a rest like we did when he was catching. And we desperately need that presence in a lineup. He's a perfect either two or three hitter, whatever guard he does with him. And he's in the prime of his career. And I'm not saying that he's going to hit for home run output. He probably isn't. He's not a home run hitter. But he is a guy that's going to drive the ball into gaps and doubles and high on-base percentage, and he'll certainly be a guy that will take what the pitcher gives him. We need his presence in a lineup more than 120 games. We got to get him out there about every day.
When you say he's not going to hit home runs, I think that's has been shown that the one big year hasn't turned into a bunch of big years with Mauer. Has that surprised you over the course of his career? Did you expect him to be more of a home run hitter than he has been with the Twins?
No, that's what we expected when we took him. I mean, he's never been a home run hitter. He never has been and never will be. 1 year in the Metrodome, mm-hmm. and a majority of those balls went over the left field fence, and a majority of them hit in the top four or five rows. That isn't going to happen here. And, you know, people keep wondering, well, he's 6'5", he's 225. He does not have a home run swing. He's going to hit for high average. He's going to have high on-base percentage. He's going to hit for slugging, but it's going to be doubles. And he's going to be a pain in the neck for the opposition's pitcher. So, you know, anybody that's going to talk about Joe Mauer hitting 30 home runs, that's probably never going
to
happen.
Did you have to recruit him to play first base? Was it a conversation-type situation, or did he say, I want to play first base?
It was a discussion. You know, I think it was the right thing for both of the organization, the club, Joe's health, and Joe's future. And, you know, people have been talking about this for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it came out of the blue. And once these concussions continued to bother him, I think it probably is the right time, the right area. Let's get him over to first and make the transition. It should add quite a few years to his career.
And there's nothing you can do about the concussions, because we all know about Morneau and Koski's concussions didn't come from playing catcher. But that, how big of a concern is that for you with his concussions? Because there is a bit of a history there now.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Morneau's not had any problems for quite a while. Denard Span's not had any problems. And, you know, it certainly is a possibility, and not even because he's had them. Any player on the diamond is possible to have a concussion, but, you know, it's one of those things that just because you had one doesn't necessarily mean you're more prone to them. I've learned that. I know a lot more about concussions than I ever wanted to learn, as our club has had their fair share for whatever reason. Mm-hmm.
Terry Ryan, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, we need to take a break. When we return, we'll ask Terry about the young guns who many Twins fans and the media as well, and maybe even the Twins themselves, are expecting to be playing in the major leagues maybe as soon as this year. Could that happen? We'll ask Terry Ryan that next right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. A couple of minutes left here in this segment of the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO, sponsored today by Stop and Go at Twins Fest at Target Field, Minneapolis. Terry Ryan, GM of the Twins, our guest for the final couple of minutes here. Terry, a couple of guys who are going to be here this weekend, Miguel Sano and Byron Buxton. Those are the names that everybody has their eyes on, every Twins fan from Williston to Wausau to Waterloo and Worthington and everywhere in between. Wants to know when these kids are going to be in Minneapolis. Is it going to be 2014? Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility. I would say it's more of a realistic goal for Sano, because he's played part of the double-A season in New Britain. Buxton hasn't been out of A-ball yet. Buxton, as we saw yesterday, he was voted the number one prospect in the game, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. And that's well-deserved, Mike. He can do everything, and he's got the work ethic, and he's coachable, and he's very, very athletic. But now all of a sudden the dial was turned up out there in the Arizona Fall League. And I got a look at him out there, and certainly they pitched him tough. And he saw a ton of sliders, and he saw a ton of breaking balls and pitched him backwards. All the stuff that Hicks saw this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the key on whether or not he makes those types of adjustments. And it's going to be the same with Sano. Sano's got big-time power, but he's not going to get much to hit, and he's going to have to be patient, and he's going to have to drive the ball the opposite way because everybody's going to pitch him away. And then all of a sudden when he gets up a little higher, they're going to start busting him in and stuff like that. But both of those guys are legit. One of them's the best prospect in the game, supposedly, and the other guy's number four. That's a pretty good combination.
Not a bad place to be.
Both of them are good kids.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Both of them are very, very coachable, and regardless of what you heard about Sano last year, and that episode about that home run, which was, I happened to be sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good, and I was embarrassed, but he learned from it. And ultimately, that showmanship, you know, that's part of the game sometimes. But in this instance, it wasn't too good for me to see that.
Do you talk to him directly, or is that up to his manager to do that, or how did that work?
I was wondering how he should handle this, so I walked through the clubhouse, and I didn't say anything to him. All the players are watching to see what I was going to do, and so were the coaches. And I went into the manager, and I said, you're going to handle this. Go ahead and handle it, and I'll back you.
Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned Aaron Hicks. That's the guy last year who a lot of eyes were on, a lot of expectations out of Aaron last year. Looked great in Fort Myers, looked great in Florida, did not look good in Minneapolis or any of the other stops in the American League that he made. What has he made some adjustments in the offseason? Have you had a chance to talk with him this offseason? Will he be ready this year?
I don't need to have talk to him right now, because we talked enough in August and September, you know, when I went to Rochester and mm-hmm. he was there. Now, let me remind you of Torrey Hunter and Jock Jones and Corey Koski and all those guys that came through here that ended up being pretty good players. They all went back, just like Hicks had to go back. It's not unusual, and frankly, it didn't surprise me. He didn't make some of the adjustments. He took way too many first-pitch strikes mm-hmm. for sure. And when he really struggled from the left side. So I'm not worried about Hicks. He'll rebound. He's awfully talented. He's every bit the player that Buxton is. He does about all the same things, only he's a switch hitter.
Is that a danger of the buildup, though? We only have 1 minute left. Is it a danger of the buildup, and was his confidence affected by the failure last year at the major leagues?
Well, number one, it's part of the equation nowadays.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Minor league players get a lot more attention than our major league players do.
Damn media.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good for players. They need to learn to be able to how to handle that. Secondly, I don't see where it's going to bother him at all. He's a confident kid, and he's an athletic kid, and he knows things didn't go well.
Okay, Terry, thank you, as always. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Hopefully see you down in Florida. Okay?
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Terry Ryan, general manager of the Minnesota Twins.